From Spark and Anvil and Haiku Quest, this is Trim, in Chapter 1 of the Haiku Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Cherry met Trim in the woods. It was late autumn. Red squirrels were everywhere. They gathered nuts for winter. Cherry was on her autumn visit. She worked with some students. They were writing haiku, but their poems were too long. Their poems had 17 syllables. That's the right number for haiku, but they used too many words. The students were padding their lines. They just wanted to hit the syllable count. One line went, "The morning mist is rolling slowly in." It had 10 syllables. That was a haiku line, but it had too many words. Slowly and in were just extra words. They were padding. Morning mist rolls in was 5 syllables, but a haiku line needs 7. Students added words to fill the count. The poems felt padded.
Cherry didn't know how to help them. How could they find a 7-syllable line, one that wasn't padded? She didn't quite get it herself. Not yet, anyway. She could spot padding, but she couldn't show students how to stop. Cherry was thinking hard. Then a red squirrel hopped down. It wore a small leather apron. Tiny brass scissors stuck out of a pocket. The squirrel was busy. He was trimming small twigs. They came from a fallen branch. His scissors went snick, snick. He hummed a little tune. Cherry asked, "What are you doing?" The squirrel was Trim. That was his real name. "I'm trimming this branch," he said. "Most fallen branches have extra twigs. You can snip them off. The branch stays strong. It gets smaller and stronger. It's better for nests. I do this every autumn. It's my job."
Cherry stared. "My students have the same problem," she said, "with their haiku." Trim stopped snipping. "Show me," he said. Cherry pulled a student poem from her bag. She read it aloud. "The morning mist is rolling slowly in. Across the field, the dewy grass is wet. The day is starting now with much to do."
Trim snipped his scissors twice. "First line," he said, "is rolling. Change it to rolls. That's shorter and stronger. And slowly? Mist is always slow. Cut it. In? Cut that too. Mist rolls is enough." He snipped again. "So it's the morning mist rolls. 5 syllables. Shorter. Stronger." He snipped again. "Second line," Trim said, "the field is in there twice. See? Across the field, the dewy grass. That the is extra. And dewy and wet mean the same thing. Dewy grass is always wet." He snipped. "Trimmed? Across the dewy grass. 6 syllables. Almost perfect." He snipped a third time. "Third line," he said. "Much to do? That's just vague words. It doesn't show anything. Replace it with something real, like the day begins. 3 syllables. Or a heron lifts one leg. 5 syllables. The heron one is better. It's a clear picture." Cherry was stunned. "You just made a real haiku," she cried, "from a padded one, in 30 seconds. Trim nodded. "Most poems can lose 20 or 30%, he said. "The smaller version is almost always stronger. Saying less is the haiku secret. Students get stuck padding to fill the syllable count. The way out? You just have to trim."
Cherry asked Trim to come with her to the grove every autumn. Then, over the years, he visited in all seasons. Trim became the academy's brevity coach. He's been doing it for years. He always carries his brass scissors. He snips. He shows students the smaller, stronger version. He cuts extra words right off their papers. Students love watching him snip. It feels good. They watch the words fall away. In her lesson, Cherry points to Trim. He's always snipping something. Maybe a twig, or a leaf, or an extra word. "This is Trim," Cherry says. "He cuts out extra stuff. Most poems can lose 20 or 30%. The smaller version is almost always stronger. Snip the padding."
Trim nods. He snips his scissors twice. His squirrel voice is brisk. Snip the extra words, he says. The smaller version is stronger. Students ask Cherry if trimming is hard. Cherry quotes Trim. It's not hard, she says. It's just snipping. For every line, ask, can I say this in fewer words? If yes, snip. The poem gets better when it's short. Readers like clear pictures. Less is often more. Cherry sometimes adds softly. This way of being short is a gift. It comes from haiku. Japanese writers worked on it for hundreds of years. We learn from them. We always remember where it came from. And when a student watches their own crowded draft turn small and clear and true, they feel it, that quiet, happy lightness of having found exactly the right few words.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Trim. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.